Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now to get into the offensive line and the Steelers' victory as a whole is our buddy Trey Essex. Trey Essex hosts a popular Steelers podcast. He's also kind enough to join us a bunch here on the show. Trey, hey, a win is a win is a win, and that's the most important thing. But Broderick Jones, buddy, not good.
Not good. Yeah, there's not much more you can say. That performance left a lot to be desired. And it's troubling. What makes it the most troubling is the fact that I don't know how he gets better. He has some fundamental technique issues that have reared their head at right tackle, and they're rearing their head right now at left tackle. He went against some good competition yesterday. Will McDonald is an elite pass rusher. Quinn Williams is an elite defensive lineman. No excuse, though, because there were a couple plays there where he didn't look like he belonged in the NFL with some of the sets that he had.
Trey, how long do you think the leash is for Broderick Jones? Like, how long do you think they'll go if this is consistent throughout the next, two, 3 weeks? How long do you
think? They're going to give
him some
time. Yeah. I'm hoping that some things improve. He got his first live shot at left tackle, his first game ever. So you want to give him a little bit of grace and hope that once he watches this film, that maybe a fire gets lit a little bit. But that's why you bring in an Andres Pete, you know, somebody that has been a Pro Bowler at left guard and has played some left tackle for situation like that. If Broderick looked like the guy for the future, they don't bring in Andres Pete, simply put, you know. And so that is in the wings. That is an option for Meyer and Coach Tomlin, but it is concerning, and he has to step it up this week. And I don't think the leash gets extended past three games if he continues to play like this.
Yeah, one of the things we talked about on Friday was what does a successful season look like for the Steelers? And part of that was the offensive line developing and playing as well as the talent would indicate that they could. At the same time, you can't just keep throwing Broderick out there for him to develop, because Aaron Rodgers, look, his arm's still great. His head on his shoulder's still great. He's accurate as ever. He can't move. And you can't just let Broderick develop.
It was painfully obvious yesterday. He can't move that well. And so, and as I was watching the game unfold, I was getting really nervous on long play action passes and anything that didn't have a tight end or a running back chipping to help Broderick. That last drive, he played a little better, which we needed him to, in order to get in field goal range. Obviously, we still had to kick a 60-yarder. Couldn't get any closer, but he did play a little better. Troy, on the other side, he didn't play his best, but at least you saw something that you can improve upon. He, on a sack or the hit that he gave up, he overset on it. That can be easily corrected. But he looked aggressive. He looked assertive. He looked like he wanted to be out there, while Broderick looked like he was catching. And he had legit issues. Like, he looked nervous out there. And so, to your point, yeah, you can't just keep putting him out there when you have a 41-year-old quarterback and you can tell that he is not nearly as mobile as he used to be. We're not going to get a lot of plays outside the pocket, you know. That's just the way it is, and we need that left tackle position solidified.
Trey, is this what you think the game plan is going to be this week against Seattle? Keep Darnell Washington in for most of the plays, change the personnel up to help Broderick Jones, and you know, maybe run a lot more 13 and run 12 personnel with, you know, Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth substituting of the other tight end, but keeping Darnell Washington in to help Broderick.
You have to. You have to give him help. And you aren't afforded a lot of things that he's not a rookie. This is his third year, and there's a lot to be made about him switching right tackle to left tackle. I don't buy into that. You're a pro. You're a first rounder. There's certain things that you should be able to do right now at this point, despite it being your first few go rounds at left tackle. And so I can see them keeping a tight end or running back at most times. And when he is on the island by himself, I can see it not being a 5 or 7 step drop. I can see it being quick read. So you have to game plan for that. Mm. Unfortunately, that has to be taken into account when you call plays, is the fact that Broderick is struggling.
Trey Essex from the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. Trey, what'd you see out of the defense? Is this a schematic issue, Lord, stopping the run? Oh, is this a personnel issue? Is it all the above? What did your expert eyes see?
You caught me early, so I haven't had enough time to delve into the film. I'm going to do that here soon. Had I been on an hour like I was supposed to originally, I would have had some more feedback for you. But just from the naked eye.
Caboli's fault.
Yeah.
From the naked eye. It looked like the defense just wasn't getting enough push. That Jets O-line was coming off the ball. Young guys, they were pushing our D-line back. And that was an issue. And we're a read defense anyway. That's just the style of defense that we play. So we're not a penetrating type of defensive front. That's just how the Steelers have always done. It's kind of two gap. And so you're not going to see the big push, but we got pushed back. And that was concerning. And so I know we were short Harmon, you know, but we a lot to be made by the preseason camp that Yaya Black had. And Keontu Benton, neither one of those guys showed up. Not Cam struggled, and he's going to hear it this week. There's no way around it. He's going to hear it this week. When you ask for money and you come to the agreement that you had yesterday, fans are going to expect him to show up, and Cam did not have his best game.
He did not.
Be front end. And I love my guy. I love my guy, Cam. He did not have a good game. And so they were running right at him, to be honest. Their most successful runs were right off that left guard center position. And so, yeah, it starts up front. Justin Fields had his way. Breece Hall had his way. Even Braylon Allen had his way with our defensive line. And our linebackers, I expected Wilson to show up a little bit more. I didn't see his number called. You know, Patrick Queen coming off a subpar last year. So that front seven has a lot to work on this week. It's not going to be fun in the film room at all.
But at least it's coming off a dub. Trey, you're the best. It's
coming off a dub.
Thank you for being flexible today, buddy. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
He's the man. Yep. Trey Essex, the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.